Good morning. All right, so it's today we're celebrating Father's Day. So it's for dads and grandpas and big brothers and uncles and everybody, all the men that are important to us. But I wanted to ask you guys if you know who are some of the important fathers from the Bible? God the Father, yep, that's, of course, on the top of the list. Anybody, any other people we know that were important fathers in the Bible story? Moses was an important father. Anyone else you can think of? He had a lot. He shoved his whole family into a boat. Noah. Abraham, and who's Jesus's father? Do we not remember? Is he God's his father, and who's his stepfather? Who is his dad here on earth? Joseph. You're right. So those are some of the important men in the Bible. Well, I wanted to see if one of you would feels like reading a sentence out of one of the Psalms, which are the poems in the Bible in the Old Testament. It's just a sentence long, but it's pretty good for Father's Day. Does anyone feel like reading into my microphone? Do you know, just don't wrestle about it or anything. Are you a yes or a maybe? What do I have to do to make that maybe a yes? Oh, good, that was it. You're perfectly right. Okay, let me give you my microphone. And this is... if you'll read all of this, this is a nice little poem, kind of like a line from a poem.
Like this?
Mm-hmm. And that's Psalm, okay?
Wait, what does that say?
Psalm. Okay, so you're going to read that. And I'll say it. It's Psalm 103, verse 13, and you're going to read this for all the important men that are like dads for us.
Song.
So just read right here.
The Lord is as kind to his followers as a good father is to his children.
Thank you. That was really nicely read. The Lord is as kind to his followers as a good father is to his children. So if you have a good older brother or uncle or dad or grandpa, or you've adopted someone here, like I know Simone thinks Grant is her big brother. She acts like you're her big brother. You're giving her back. Oh my goodness. One is enough with Delaney, huh? Well, let's say our prayer. Let's put our hands together. Can you reach? There we go. Dear God, we thank you for loving us and for being our heavenly Father. And we thank you for Joseph, who was Jesus's father here on earth. And we thank you for all the important men in our life who helped take care of us. We love you, and we say this in your holy name.
Amen.
Louder.
Amen.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. So you guys are going to get to go to Sunday school, and I think there's something special to do. Have a good time. See you guys later. And thank you, Miranda, for reading. Good job.